Welcome, Parashat Shoftim. Pasuk, Perek Yichai Pasuk Dalet, discusses, it says, Reshit, Ganchat, Hirashkavi, Tzarech, Reshit, Gez, Tzamechat, Tzitenlo. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Truma, we separate a certain portion and we give it to the priest, to the Kohen. So the Emes Yaakov discusses, it's really an important Chakira in the halachas of understanding the mitzvah of Truma. And it's based on this pasuk, because the pasuk tells us, titenlo, give it to him. So the mitzvah is to give the Truma to the Kohen. That's clear from the pasuk. How do you get this Truma to give it to the Kohen? There's something we need to do. What is it? We have a crop, let's say there's a certain amount, just to make our math easier, there's a bushel of 100, I don't know if that's going to make my math easy, but we'll see, bushel of 100, and we're supposed to give a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th as Truma now. Maybe there were more back in the day, but okay, you're supposed to give a certain amount as Truma, so you're going to give a 50th, you're going to give 2. Oh, I made my math easy. Okay, you're going to give 2. So you take these 2 apples, and you're going to give them to the Kohen. So what do? You have 100 apples, you're going to separate 2 of them, and say, these are Truma. And that's going to allow you to eat the other 98 apples. Again, there's, okay, Meiser, and whatever else you have to do. But it's going to make it that the remaining apples don't have any Truma left in them. Okay? So, when we do Truma and we separate it, what did we do? We did a hafrasha. That hafrasha, is that part of the mitzvah? Is that its own mitzvah? Meaning, if it's part of the mitzvah, it's just a means, what we call a hechi timtza, it's how we can get to do the mitzvah. You cannot give truma to a kohen without separating the truma from the rest of the kri, from the rest of the bushel. But does that mean that the act of separation was itself a mitzvah? So he says, the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah is the masa netina. The goal is, at the end of the day, you have to give this truma to the Kohen. How you do that, you need to do afrasha, but that's part of the masa mitzvah, and therefore, according to the way the Rambam works, right, the Rambam has a whole system of how we count 613 mitzvot, and he says something that's chelek mi masa mitzvah doesn't get counted as its own mitzvah. So the Rambam says this is part of the mitzvah of giving to the Kohen the Truma, is that you have to separate it. Separating it is not its own mitzvah. On the other hand, the Ramban is masig there on the Rambam. And he says when it comes to Truma, and when it comes to Challah and other items that we need to separate in order to be matir the rest, he says when you separate it and you say this is Truma, this is Challah, so now at that point there's a Chalos. There's a change in a halachic status. Now this has shame truma on it. Now this has shame chala on it. So when you do that action, that itself is a mitzvah. That hafrasha is its own mitzvah. So the Rambam says, no, you are just separating it in order to be able to give it to the Kohen. The whole mitzvah is to give the Kohen a portion because we have to support the Kohen. He doesn't have land, etc. So we have to give it to the Kohen. According to the Ramban, no, that change in status is its own mitzvah as well. And the Emes Yaakov offers a little chiddush that it could be that in the Rambam's view that when we have the full 100 in the bushel, it's really 2 trumas and 98 non-truma already mixed up. According to the Ramban, it's that there are 100 apples, and you're going to take 2 of them, and those 2 are going to be Truma. According to the Rambam, it's not that there's 100, it's that there's 2 and 98 already. So when you're separating, meaning it's not that you have to find the specific 2 in the 100, but when you're separating them, the Truma already exists. Meaning you are at no point designating Shem Truma on these 2 fruit, It already had Shem Truma. The reason why you can't eat the Tevel until now is because the Truma is mixed in. The Isser Tevel is related to the fact that the Truma hasn't been separated from it. Meaning is the reason why you can't eat those 100 because you haven't separated Truma, you haven't called two of them to be Truma? Or is the reason you can't eat the 100 because you might be eating the ones that are Truma? And he bases this on the footnote tells us it's a Rashi in Yevamos that whether, basically, according to this Rashi, it could be that the Truma is there even before the Arasha, the Afrasha. He says that fits very well with the Rambam, because the Rambam says the whole mitzvah is the Netina. Why is the Afrasha not a mitzvah? Because you're not doing anything. It already exists. It's just mixed up. According to the Ramban, when you separate, it's not mixed up. They're nothing yet. Right now, they're just Tevel. When you separate two of them, you're making them Truma. Therefore, making them Truma, that Afrasha is itself a mitzvah. So, this was a rather technical Emes Yaakov, and I'm going to suggest a homiletical idea related to the start of Zman Elul for, to learn a lesson from it. At this point, I am not putting these words in the mouth of the Emes Yaakov. Okay, this is now my own moral lesson extrapolated from the Emes Yaakov. Don't look for this in the Emes Yaakov. But clearly there's stages to the mitzvah. Whether or not it's its own separate mitzvah or a necessary in order to get to the mitzvah, there's clearly a necessary action being done in order to prepare for the mitzvah. And I think starting the year, I think that's a lot of what being in yeshiva is. Meaning we're preparing for a life of Torah mitzvah. We're preparing to know how to do the Torah mitzvah, preparing to know how to learn. So each step that we do in yeshiva, every time we gain another tool in our belt of how to read a sugya, of how to learn Torah, every time we learn a detail, another halacha that prepares us down the line for living a life of Torah mitzvah, that itself is an important part of the mitzvah. And so yes, not exactly in the Emes Yaakov, but an Emes Yaakov that focuses on whether the Afrasha is part of the Netina is certainly a useful way for me to express this idea that we have the Afrasha that's before our Netina. We have what to give to Hashem, all our mitzvos that we're supposed to be doing. So we have to also do the preparatory stages for them, and that is why we are here this year, and it should be a year of Hatzlacha for everyone. Shkach.